Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We welcome Joe Marino of Locked On Bills, the Bills with a convincing win over the New Orleans Saints 31-6 on Thanksgiving night last night. Joe, what did you see that the Bills did differently against New Orleans than against Indianapolis a few days ago?
Well, it's a situation where I thought the Bills showed the ability to make good adjustments and correct some of the issues that really led to a disappointing loss to the Colts. I think that starts with shoring up the run defense, and obviously the Saints offensively were undermanned in the game, but the Bills definitely made some adjustments. They allowed Vernon Butler to be a healthy inactive. They promoted two practice squad defensive tackles. When you do that, combined with Tremaine Edmonds' return to the lineup, I think you saw a lot more stout play from the Bills on defense. And then offensively, it's a matter of getting Matt Breida more and more involved in this offense at running back. And they had Zach Moss inactive in this game. And Matt Breida and his speed continues to be an asset for this Bills offense. I thought Josh Allen did a good job of managing and orchestrating this football game and playing the type of game that was necessary for the Bills offense to find some rhythm. And he didn't chase big plays. I thought his approach and getting Diggs the ball as the primary option in the passing game, but still allowing guys like Gabriel Davis and Cole Beasley and Emmanuel Sanders and, of course, Dawson Knox to be a part of this offense. I thought it was just a good job offensively of Josh Allen connecting all of the pieces, the offensive line playing reasonably well, and just overall bouncing back and playing a lot smarter on offense, despite a couple of interceptions from Josh Allen. I think that there are explainable interceptions, but overall the Bills just kind of settled in and embraced a traditional game script and thought they really corrected a lot of the issues from the Indianapolis game.
Yeah, I want to just dovetail on what you just talked about with Josh Allen in particular. A kind of a workman-like performance, I guess, comes to mind. But also, his performance, just kind of staying within himself, not playing that hero ball. But you got to talk about the game plan put together by Brian Daboll and the rest of the coaching staff, as you say, to have that offense work a lot better than it had the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I think it's a lot of little things. I don't think you're going to point to, you know, 10 different, or excuse me, one or two major different things. It's a lot of different things where it's I think, doing a better job of distributing the football to more players in the passing game. I think you've seen the Bills get a little bit too locked in on certain targets, the distribution of the football, and getting, you know, four different receivers involved. And the tight end, obviously, Dawson Knox, that's been a major impact. But even with Breida in the lineup, I think you're seeing more utilization of the running backs in the passing game. And so I think it's just getting everyone involved, understanding that just keeping things on schedule is not a bad thing. You know, you mentioned Josh Allen not playing hero ball, and you know, I just like his approach, and I think it just comes from this Bills offense kind of just taking a deep breath and realizing what they're capable of, and realizing that you can't score 14 plays on one play. You know, you got to stop together plays, embrace, moving the football methodically, and just being more consistent. You notice the penalties were not nearly as big of an issue. I think only four penalties in the game on Thursday night, and I don't think any of them were pre or post snap. And I think that's a good sign for this team and how they're kind of taking some of the issues over seriously. And I just thought you saw a team with a better approach to the game that showed more resilience than they had. And you know, you go back to both the Jacksonville game and the Indianapolis game.
So we go to 10 nights from now, Monday Night Football against the New England Patriots. This game could determine who wins the AFC East ultimately. What must the Bills do against the Patriots to get a victory over a surging New England team?
Well, I think what the Patriots have done here to be a surging team is they've kind of embraced some of the things that made them very successful earlier when Tom Brady first became the quarterback, where it's a run-heavy attack, it's a passing offense where they're not overly explosive, but they keep things on schedule, they make good decisions, and just kind of get the ball out of the hands of their weapons. And then, of course, they're always good on defense. I mean, Bill Belichick, one of the best defensive masterminds in the history of the NFL, and he's got a lot more talent this year on the defensive side of the football than they did last year. And so they're a good football team. They play smart. They don't beat themselves. They welcome you to beat yourselves. And, of course, they play great special teams. So I think it's a situation where the Bills have to build upon some of the more cerebral things that they did against New Orleans to be able to bring this back to Buffalo in a very pivotal game when it comes to the AFC East. And I think the rest advantage is a good thing for the Bills in this one. And, you know, obviously the status of Trey White, the Bills, you know, superstar cornerback, and what things are going to look like for him in terms of this knee injury and the severity of it. And that's going to have a big impact on the Bills' defense and, you know, ultimately the style of defense they can play.
Joe, thank you very much and appreciate the time, and look forward to perhaps hooking up with you down the road. That is Joe Marino, Locked On Bills podcast here on WBEN.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.